Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Everybody, praise the Lord. This is Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Welcome to Prophetic Atmosphere Broadcast. Amen, amen. God bless you, you and you. I am ecstatic and excited that you have taken time out of your schedule to join me here for another episode, another moment at the Master's Table. Amen, seeing what he has in store for us on this week. Amen. But before I get into that, you already know I got to do the announcements for our show. Amen. Prayer, and then get right into the Word of God. Amen. Amen. This evening's announcements are as follows. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m., join us for Kingdom Lifestyle Broadcast with none other than my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Every Thursday night at 7 p.m., join me for Prophetic Atmosphere. And you can hear every broadcast that we have live at www.ctkr.org. Amen. That's our website. We invite you there. We are actually doing some work on our website, continuous work, excuse me, and we do ask that you would continue to bear with us where you'll see new things coming up on a regular basis, amen, but our website is definitely active. For those of you who have been emailing us and asking questions, excuse me, about us, amen, we have been responding within the 48-hour period, amen. So if you would like any information concerning us, the ministry itself, if you want someone to touch and agree with you in prayer, amen, or if you just want myself or Apostle McQueen to minister at your church, then as you're at our website, www.ctkr.org, go to the Contact Us page that's located at all of those instructions, and someone will contact you within 48 hours. Amen? Amen. Also want to let you know that we have Facebook pages. Amen. What our Facebook page is like us there. You can locate us under Christ the King Redemptive Ministry, or you can find us under Women of Prophetic Destiny, also known as WOPD. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Also, for those of you who are in the Florida area, we have a new location. God has blessed us. We are now in a new location. You can find us if you're, again, in the Cocoa area especially. You can locate us at 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, 32922, Suite, amen, 1121. Amen. That's Suite 1121. 9-1. Amen. Once again, 9-5. Amen. 956, excuse me, I'm sorry, 956 North Coco Boulevard. Amen. Suite 1121. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And those are the announcements, amen, for this evening. Ask that you would just govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. Also would like to, Apostle, ask me to touch on this just a moment. For those of you who know that we have churches under our ministry, we do ask, amen, that you would begin to pray about becoming a vision partner, amen, for the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Amen. Not only do they need your prayers, but they also need your financial support as well, so that they too, amen, can continue the gospel. They too can continue pursuing, amen, the kingdom, amen, and what God has ordained for them to do. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. Those are the announcements. Now, let us go into prayer. And then following prayer, let us begin to see what thus saith the Lord in his word on tonight. Let's pray. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, God, we just bless your name. We thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your loving kindness, God, that you have bestowed upon us. Father, we now come before you with our hands uplifted and our hearts open unto you and our heads bowed, humbling ourselves at your feet. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to have your way. We invite your presence in the midst of your people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking now that you would begin to breathe upon your people, breathe upon me, your servant. Allow me to speak forth your word on tonight that is going to bring deliverance, a word that's going to bring healing, a word that is going to be sound, a word that is going to begin to shift and shake and challenge, God, heal, mend, bring encouragement, lift up the downtrodden head in the mighty name of the Almighty Jesus. Father, even now as we, your people, come, we just open up our hearts to you. Speak, Lord, as only you see fit to speak on tonight. In the name of Jesus, speak to your people. Speak to our hearts. Let us begin to pursue after the things that you pursue, God. Help us to begin to go after. Give us a heart and a spirit of obedience, God, in the name of Jesus, that we would begin to pursue you with everything that is within us like never before, that we would seek after you, that we would use your name for the four corners of the earth, that we would begin to pursue after your glory, pursue after your righteousness, pursue after holiness in the name of Jesus. God, we just begin to bless your holy name. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your grace and your power, God. Father, I'm asking that you would begin to touch and heal on today. Begin to speak to those who are sick, God. We speak healing to those who are dealing with infirmities in the name of Jesus. We speak to those who are laying on the sick bed and command them to rise. We speak healing in the bodies of your people. We speak that high blood pressure will cease. We speak that diabetes will be healed. God, we speak even mental torment, God. We cast it out in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, that guards our hearts and our minds, God, we receive it now in the name of Jesus. We speak to the four winds and command the winds to blow. We command the winds to blow in healing. We command the winds to blow in deliverance. We command the winds, God, to blow in finances. God, we command the winds, Father, to blow in a fresh level of anointing. In the name of Jesus, God, we praise you. We glorify you. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for what you're getting ready to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we give your name praise. We give your name honor. We give your name glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Glory to God. Give him some praise right wherever you are. Amen. Give him some glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We bless you. 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 Thank you, Father. We bless you. Glory to God. My Father, we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. See? Glory. Amen and amen. Well, tonight, people of God, I still want to continue, amen, talking about the series that I was recently speaking on, talking about obedience, Bob. Obedience to God, obedience to leadership, amen. When we last were together, to God, the last time we were together, we were talking about obedience to our leadership, amen. We were talking about obedience. I'm going to say it again, obedience to our leadership, amen. And how God is challenging us more now than ever, more now than ever to walk in of obedience. Yes. Yes. Now, that word obedience is very harsh and very testing for some people because, amen, many of us don't really like to be told what to do. We look at obedience in today's society almost as though it is a curse word. And I know I'm right about it. We look at the word obey as though it is foreign language at times because we really don't want anybody to tell us once we have reached, many of us, once we reach the age of 18 or once we got out of mama and them's house, we felt when we was paying our bills because you were told as a young person, when you get to a place where you can pay your own bills, drive your own car, have your own job, then you can do whatever you want to do without nobody telling you what to do. It's funny because just a little story. I remember as a young person, I probably had to be about 7 years old, and I wanted to do something, and my mother told me strictly not to. But on the inside of me, I just wanted to do it because that's what I was feeling at that time. And even at the age of 7 years old, I remember saying, I can't wait until I get grown. I can't wait until I get grown. And the bottom line for me saying that, or the root for me to say that was simply I was tired of doing what she called wanted me to do. I wanted to move when I felt like moving. I wanted to do what I felt like doing. Amen. And when I didn't, when I felt like doing it, I would do it. When I didn't have to. I didn't have to answer nobody. I just got tired of the fact that you even had the right or the privilege or the authority to even tell me you need to go over there and do A, B, C, and thus and so. I didn't want anybody telling me that. And what's so interesting is one day she actually overheard me, you know, how the parents, they, the old-time parents, they like hear you, that third hearing in the realm, and they'll actually hear you above a whisper. And she actually heard me one day mumbling under my breath And I think at that point, Prophetess got smacked upside the head a couple times with the newspaper rolled up, talking about, you know, I heard what you said, and until you get to a place where you can take care of your own self, do your own thing, drive your own car without me having anything to do with it, then you have a right, amen, to be grown. You have a right to come and do what you want to do. But until then, you under my roof, amen? And here it is, we come over to Christendom, which is very interesting, actually. We come over to Christendom, and we treat God the same way. Listen, God, I'm here on my own recognizance. I came to church because I felt like coming to church. I'm going to give you this little bit of money. But you know what? Listen, my life is my life. Don't get over here talking about I got to do thus and so. None of these people in this place is paying my bills. None of these people in this place is going through what I'm going through. They're not dealing with what I'm dealing with to even try to begin to tell me that they have a right or I have a right or I need to be doing this and I need to be doing that and I need to get in prayer and I need to love a little more and I need to change my ways and I need to give a little bit more and I need to obey those who have rule over me. And what? I said, no, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. Some people put their pants on one leg at a time just like I do. And when they can pay my bills in full, then maybe I might give them a right to speak over my life. But as far as this household, I'm going to do what I want to do. And we have a lot of people that believe that same way. And even when they deal with God and the things of God, they deal with it in the exact same way. And I was like, Lord, we really need help, because here's the thing about it. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. And so often we pray to God, we beg God, we plead with God, please do this, please do that. God, help me with this, help me with that, pay this bill, pay that bill, get my children out of jail, lift me up, take, you know, cause my enemies not to have rule over me. We're saying all these scriptures and that, but we have really not come, we have really not aligned ourselves with what God has called us to do. And what is that, Prophetess? That is live a life of righteousness. Live a life that is holy unto God. Live a life that separates you from those who are not saved. Live a life that separates you from the world system. I don't care what they tell you. And I'll get into the word in a minute. But I don't care how much they tell you we have to, this is 21st century, and we do church a little bit differently than what we used to do. Yeah, we may have changed some things, amen. But the one thing that never changed is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because it is the power. Now, here's the thing. So often, we don't think we're doing church or walking in obedience to God. I'm still talking about obedience, y'all. We still try to think that, well, you know what, as long as I have the concerts here, as long as I pay my tithes, as long as I show up on time, as long as I'm here at all the auxiliaries and go to the monthly meetings and show up, you know, 3 days a week or whatever, make sure my kids is here, you know, so they can show up for their little programs because, you know, they, I got to have somewhere for the kids to go so I can, you know, I got something for the whole family. Just got to have something for the whole family. And nothing is wrong for the whole family, but when you going to church becomes nothing but routine, amen, first of all, and that nothing in your life is changing for the better. And when I say changing for the better, we still see the same craziness, we still see no change in character, no change in desire, no change in your zeal, no pursuit. You're satisfied with mediocrity. You're satisfied with the same old, same old. You hang around people that are no greater than you, maybe about a half a step up, if that. You're around people that don't challenge you. The word doesn't challenge you. You don't want to pray more. You don't even, definitely ain't looking at even fasting an ounce. You're still stuck in the same place, but yet you're going to a house that is bringing more so just entertainment, a house that makes sure they bring in all the big notoriety speakers, a house that makes sure that they provide all the top-notch programs, and you're going to do all of that. You're pushing for all of that, but yet you still have not done what God has called you to do. I'm going to let that set for a second. Because we need to really get a revelation here, people of God. Doesn't just going to church is not going to secure you a seat by the Father. Going to church is not going to secure you a seat in heaven. Going to church is not going to make you super spiritual. Going to church is not going to get your prayers through. Going to church is not going to increase your anointing. Yes, we do not need to forsake the assembly of ourselves together. Yes, that is true. But when it comes to me just going to church out of habit, going to church out of routine, but there's no change. I'm not convicted. I'm no longer seeking his faith. I definitely don't want to do what he says do. The word of God is not challenging me. It's not pushing me. It's not stretching me. It's not comforting me. It's not piercing me. That I have to look within and say, God, is this really where your spirit is? God, is this really what you called me to do? God, is this really your purpose? Am I walking in alignment? Am I obedient, amen, to your voice? Yes, 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 yes. So, really, what is obedience? What does it really mean to be obedient? Well, that word obedient means to be in compliance with an order, a request, or law, or submission to another's authority. That word, submission. That word, submission. That word, submission, caused a lot of problems in a lot of people's lives. Or submission to another's authority. It can also mean a duty. You do know we have a duty in this thing called Christianity, right? You do have a duty, amen, to be obedient to him. You do have a duty to fulfill the assignment, amen? Now, last week I was talking about obedience, amen, to our leadership. And kind of tonight I'm basically talking about obedience to the voice of God, obedience to the assignment that he has given us. Compliance with an order, request, or law, or submission to another's authority, duty. Wow. Submission. Let's go there for a second. The action or fact of accepting or yielding to a superior force or to the will or authority of another person. Yielding, acceptance, consent. And what is so interesting to me, people of God, is that we are a people that are more willing to stay in alignment with our job, stay in alignment with certain instructions that are given by other people who really have no interest in us. We are just a number. We're just somebody that works with them. We just make sure that we're in compliance to make sure that we keep a job and a paycheck and a roof over our heads and food on our table. We'll go through all kind of lengths to stay in compliance with our bosses, with our business accounts, with our banks, with other financial entities. We'll make sure that we stay in compliance. We'll read all instructions, and we'll make sure that we dot every I and cross every T. But when it comes to obeying the voice of God, that is when we seem to lose it. That is when we all of a sudden want to pull up our bootstraps and say, you know what, I have faith here. I'm standing up here. I feel that I have a right to feel this way. I have a right to speak my mind on this because, you know what, I don't have to abide on this. There's nothing written. There's no contract here. I don't have to rely on or listen to or accept this as my duty. But again, people of God, when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, you were bought with a price. You no longer are your own. You do know that, don't you? You're no longer your own. See, right there, I lost a few of you because you just thought after I shook the pastor's hand that I joined this beautiful facility, but I still am responsible for what I do in my own life and what belongs to me. I handled that very well. Thank you very much. Well, you're wrong, because you no longer belong to yourself. You have been marked. You have been marked, child of the Most High King. You've been marked, and you've been marked well. That's why certain things you try to do, you just can't seem to hide. You just can't get away from things. That's why when you show up in certain places, everything that is out of order, all of a sudden order starts coming. You find out places you've been and said, we never had these rules and regulations. Things were never like this. We never had to come into compliance. We never had to come into submission to certain things. But, you know, since you got here the last couple months or the last few years, all of a sudden these rules and regulations seem to come out of the woodwork. Well, why is that, child of King? Because when you are, when you belong to the Master, when he has his hand upon your life, then wherever you tread, wherever your assignment may be, wherever he places you, whatever is not of order or in order, all of a sudden order comes. Anything that did not have a rule or a regulation or a mandate, all of a sudden a mandate exists. Why is that? Because anywhere where God treads, anywhere where the Spirit of Christ treads, there has to be obedience. Anything that tries to rise itself above him has to come down. There has to be obedience. Think about it. Even as we look in nature on a daily basis, every time there's light and then there's darkness. There's light and there's darkness. Because of one word that God's spoken, the world, light and darkness, are still obeying that word, that one word on today. So how is it, amen, that we, his own creation, that he just made a little bit lower than the angels, why is it that we feel that we don't have to obey the voice of the Lord? Don't be too quick to answer, because whatever you answer is going to be nothing but an excuse and a lie from the pit of hell. But you don't know what happened to me. You know, at this point and juncture, baby, it really doesn't matter what happened to you. Use that as your weapon to defeat the enemy. Use that, what happened to you, as a way to overcome and to help somebody else overcome. Use that as your stepping stone on your way to the next level. But when it comes down to obedience to the voice of God, Jeremiah, oh yeah, I'm still here in the scriptures. I'm on my way. Jeremiah 7:23 says, but this is what I commanded them. Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people, and you will walk in all the way which I commanded you, that it may be well with you. Is it well with you? Is it well with you, child of the King? Is it well with you? Is it well in your soul? They used to sing a song, it is well. It is well with my soul. Is it well with you? He said here, in the second, he said, listen, if you obey my voice, many of us are frustrated and struggling in our minds and in our lives with the very things, with things in our lives when God has already told us what he wanted us to do. And we're struggling and trying to fight, amen, within our spirits against what God has already ordained. And we can't seem to find peace nowhere. Well, you wonder why you can't find peace. Because he said it like this, obey my voice. God will make sure. And here's it. Well, I don't know what God is telling me to do. Listen. Listen, baby. God is not crazy. When he wants his point to get across, God knows how to get his point across. We his people. We his people have to come into compliance with his thoughts. And for many of you, you're frustrated and you're angry because he showed you, he's told you what to do. He's told you what he's going to do. He's told you what he's wanted you to do. But for some reason inside of yourself, you still fighting. You still fussing. You still struggling. And now you angry and puffed up. I don't understand this. I don't understand why I got to do all of this. This don't make no sense to me. But yet you can't get two things to come together. You're trying to do everything else, but you can't get the main thing that you need to come together. And that, sweetie, is for the same reason, because he's asked you to obey your voice. God's not going to let you dance around something that he's already ordained to you. Don't look, in other words, don't sit up here trying to look for the blessing. I need to be blessed. I'm waiting on my blessing. I'm waiting on my come up. I'm waiting for my turnaround. I'm waiting for my devil. We say all that, but have you been obedient to what he has called you to do? If you have not been obedient, then you're going to sit here and wait until you turn blue in the face, because things are not going to manifest. Some things are not going to manifest in your life. Some things are not going to come together for you until you finally say, yes, Lord, your will be done in my life. Yes, Lord, not my will, but your will. Nevertheless, Jesus, I'll do it your way. No matter what you want, what I have to go through, it shall be done your way. And until you get that cry in your spirit, nothing else is really going to matter. Nothing else is going to be able to satisfy you. Nothing else is going to really be able to secure you. I don't understand, and I think because many of us, I don't want to say I don't understand, but it can at a time frustrate leadership, because you see people that you have been working with and operating with for a long time in your ministry, and they seem to have gone no farther than the pew in front of them. They're happy in their little cocoon. They're happy living a mundane life. They're happy if you ask them to do one thing beyond what they consider status quo, which is nothing. If you ask them to do one thing beyond their normal, then they already having a fit They're already having a breakdown. They're already having a moment. Amen. And you somewhere having to pump them up and get them back and encourage them up and push them on. And it's going to be all right. And you got to hold on and hold out. And change is coming. And believe in the word of the Lord. And he's going to work it out for you. And don't get discouraged at this time. Listen. When is it going to come a time when you begin to speak to yourself? David encouraged himself. He spoke over himself. Listen, it comes a point in time where something on the inside of you says, I am tired of the existence that I'm having. I'm tired of living beneath my God-given privilege. Somewhere, someplace, somehow, I got to rise up out of this pit of do nothing. I got to rise up out of this pit of mediocrity. I got to come up out of this cave of do nothingness. I got to get off the bench of why am I still here? And everybody's passing you by. We all started out together, but if you look back over your shoulder, many people have succumbed to what the enemy has placed in their way, and that's nothing but a spirit of distraction and a spirit of procrastination. Those are two demons from the pit of hell that keep you from pushing, that keep you from moving, that keep you from seeing, that keep you from hearing, that keeps you in a place of do nothing. And what is so sad, people of God, is that many that are in that place of do nothing lie with the crumb. When he has called us to be kings and queens at the table, many of us are still satisfied with the crumb. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. We're satisfied with the crumb. We're angry that we're seeing everybody else pass us by, but yet we're still satisfied with the crumb. We're upset that our friends seem to be doing a lot better than we are, but yet we're still satisfied with the crumb. We're aggravated, amen, that people that started out behind us seem to be passing us by in everything that they've seen to put their hands to do. Yet we are still satisfied with the crumbs. What do you mean by the crumbs, prophetess? What I mean by the crumbs is that we're satisfied with always having our hand out and wanting somebody else to put what we've been asking for in it. Well, it comes a point in time that the quail dries up. It comes a point where the manna dries up. It comes a point where the ravens stop delivering the food to you so that you can eat it. It comes a point when people stop doing for you what you are well able and capable of doing for yourself. They want to see how bad do you want it. It only is a short period of time where people are going to continuously do for you. It's only a period of time where people will be able to help you. But the help that you really need, they want to see, okay, what are you going to do in return for yourself? I don't mind helping you, but I notice that every time I help you, you seem to come back for more help. And you haven't gone or haven't moved to the next place because you still have your hand out, and we start becoming comfortable for where we're being fed. So then God has to begin to shake us and shift us. He has to begin to dry up the quail, dry up the manna, dry up the ravens, dry up the water, dry up the grain. He has to begin to dry some things up in our lives in order for us to begin to move and trust in him and walk in obedience. There's that word. In submission, there's that word, to his call. So don't get angry. Don't get upset. Don't be talking about the devil, the devil. The devil ain't doing nothing. The devil's sitting over on the side watching you make a fool of yourself because he realizes it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with your obedience. I know y'all weren't looking for this type of message. I was looking for something that's going to make you feel good. Well, listen. I always say this, the truth will set you free, but it's going to make you mad first. It's going to make you mad first. Amen? because we like hiding out in the dark places. So, amen. Let's look at this. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 7. And, excuse me. Amen. Let's look at that again a little bit closer. Jeremiah 7, and I believe 23. Amen. Technology, y'all. Give me Jeremiah 7. And 23. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you, Jesus. All right. Technology. It works as long as everything's going according to plan. Amen. He said, listen, but this is what I command them, saying, obey my voice. I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways, listen to this, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you. Well, that word, obey my voice, he spoke in Exodus 15 and 26 and said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do, one more time, and do what is right in his sight. Give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Diligently heed the voice. Some of us, amen, we can't keep a dollar in our pocket. For some of us, you always seem to be getting overlooked, can't seem to get that promotion. Huh? For some of us, everything we seem to own seem to break down all at once. Listen, you have to ask yourself, have I really been obeying the voice of the Lord? Now, I want to bring just a slight clarity I just want to pause right here for a moment. I'm not speaking to those who are newly saved, who are coming into Christianity, who are beginning to learn the kingdom language and learn the voice of the Master. He works with you. He's constant. He's working with you. There is mercy. There's mercy for you. There's time for you. There's moments for you. He's training you. He's teaching you. But I'm talking to those of us who have been walking with God for some time. God has clearly made himself known to you. And yet and still you sit here and still act as though he's speaking a foreign language to you. You sit here and act as though God is talking to everybody else but you. And because God is tired of, you know, he's been wooing you now. Don't get me wrong, because some of us been saved a mighty long time, and we know the voice of the Lord. We can clearly discern it. We know when his spirit is in operation and when it's not. We can discern it for everybody else, but we can't seem to discern it for our own lives. Hello, somebody. We can hear him for everybody else, prophesy to everybody else, but we can't seem to prophesy to our own lives. We can tell everybody else how they need to be walking in obedience and walking in alignment and living a life that's holy and righteous, but we can't seem to do that for our own lives. Listen, got your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Got to get a revelation here, people. He said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord, your God, and do what is right in his sight, as long as you are pursuing after him, as long as you are seeking after him, then God will make sure that he will meet you at the point of your need. He'll make sure that he comes and fulfills the assignment. All you got to do is just step out, obey. All you got to do is, because we've all done it. We've all said, yes, Lord, yes, I'll do what you say do. I'll do your will. I'll stand up for you. I'll make it happen. We've all done that in the heat of the anointing, in the heat of his presence. But now when he begins to look, when he begins to test that yes, will you be found wanting? Many of us are found wanting because we said yes in his presence, but when it came time for the test, when it came time to manifest, when it came time to walk in obedience, when it came time to submit his will, we were found wanting. And then we said within our heart, I'm not really trying to do this thing. And so he says, if you heed to my voice, do what is right in my sight. I'm putting the word my in there. Give ear to my commandment. Keep all my statutes. I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. Why? For I am the Lord that heals you. Listen, it's just too hard. It's too hard. It's too hard. Well, sweetie, when you meet the master, and we all are, when we get to heaven and we see our name in the book of life, he's going to ask you, what did you do with the assignment? He's going to ask you, why didn't you fulfill this portion right here? Why couldn't you obey me right here? Because of that, this is what you've missed. The very thing that you've been praying and seeking God for and begging for the past 10, 15, 20 years is in the obedience of the yes. It's in the yes. It's in the yes. And it's not just a yes with my mouth, but a yes with my lifestyle. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Exodus 16:32, then Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Fill an omer with it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread with which I fed you in the wilderness when I brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And this is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Now, let me bring a little bit more clarity for those of us who are prophet junkies out. The prophet, yes, they can give instruction. Yes, they can give warning. Yes, they can give direction. Yes, they get confirmation all day long. But let me tell you something. The prophet, even walking in that office, does not supersede your leader. Excuse me. Let me say that again. Running around here, and I am one. Running around the nation, getting on everybody's prayer line, going to Facebook, trying to find, going to people's inboxes, trying to get your secret word, get you a word that's greater than the last word you had so you could get your fix. Let me tell you something. Those words are no greater than the words of your leadership. You still have to come into compliance, into submission, with the word that God speaks. Many of us have been waiting on prophecies to be fulfilled, have been spoken, true prophetic word been spoken for umpteen years. We're still waiting for it to manifest. Well, some things are not going to manifest until we obey. I'm here to tell you, because it had to be revealed to me. Some things are not coming into fruition. Some things are not coming into true manifestation until you obey. And when obedience happens, you heard me say it before, then we all shall eat the good of the land. And he said this, and after you obey my voice, I'll be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all my ways that I commanded you, amen, that it may be well with you. That's all God asked. He just asked something simple. He said, just obey me. Just obey me. Oh, we pray for the glory. We pray for the anointing. We want to be, Lord, just saturate me in your presence. Let your presence rest on me. Let the dew in the morning rest upon my heart. Let me walk and break every chain. We pray a song. We sing the song. We done rolled on the floor. We done cried the tears. We done did everything. They had to carry us back to our cars, carry us back to a seat, carry us back, carry us, drag us off the altar because we just, oh, Jesus, God, ooh, ooh. And yet, if you don't have this in your spirit, if you don't get the revelation that you have to obey him, you ain't doing nothing but a bunch of flesh on parade, getting caught up in the moment, but you're not changing. Caught up in the mix, but nothing's moving, nothing's shaking. Because we are all required to walk in obedience unto God. We're all required, amen, to fulfill his assignment on the earth. Huh? We're required, amen, to meet the very needs that he sent us to meet, to be the answer. For some of you, you're the answer to the very things that you've been praying and seeking the Lord about. And all he asked you to do was obey. And it may be it's something so simple sometimes, but we make it hard because it's just not to our liking. I'm just, ooh, I can't, oh, child, I don't know. I just, And the more we say it, the more that our blessing is being withheld from us, the more that our manifestation is being withheld from us, the more that we fall in frustration, the more we fall, some of us fall into lack, the more that we begin to fulfill our lives with the things that look like God, sound like God, look like the will of God, but are really not neither. Amen? And so, I'm just going to stop right here. Amen. Because I want to pick it up next week. I'm still in the series of, amen, fulfilling or the series of obedience. Come on, let's pray. Father, right now, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We thank you for this word. Father, help each and every one of us get our lives together. Help each and every one of us really say yes. Say yes to your will. Do it in our hearts, God. Do it in our lives, Father. Put it down in our spirits to just say yes to your will and to mean it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mean it with the very depths of our being to begin to walk in obedience and compliance to your will. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you're not saved, please repeat this prayer. Father, I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Make me whole. I'll serve you all my days. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, we here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministries are praying for you that you would be led spiritually to a Bible-believing and teaching ministry that's going to teach you, that's going to train you, that's going to bring you up in the things of God, and so that you will fulfill your kingdom assignment. Amen. Amen. Listen, I'm Prophetess Crystal. Go to my website, www.ctkr.org. Amen. Be a blessing to us financially. Also, just pray for us also spiritually that we will continue to fulfill the call of God on our lives. Listen, I'll see you again next week on Thursday night at 7.